November the 5th?
November the 5th, and if you don't, if for whatever reason you don't, you're not here, or you don't view it on the internet, you can always call the office the following morning.
I sure will.
Okay.
And can I have the form? Because I need that for licensing.
Okay, we're going to make it.
We'll have to make it.
Well, have a good evening. Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,214. Cynthia J. Myers seeks a variance from the front yard setback for proposed structures, sections 115.42, 115.211 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of South Drive in the Trudell Acres development. The 911 address is 306 South Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 39.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5.4-foot variance from the required 30-foot front setback for a covered front porch. Staff would note we received 11 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 7 mail returns. The 11 letters of support are all largely uniform letters, acknowledging that the applicant is seeking a variance to replace her older home, which contains a similar front yard setback encroachment, with a new home in essentially the same location. And all of the letters support her application because the encroachment from the previous home was minor, and so they requested a variance that is also minor, and the variance is needed for the new home and is reasonable, and the new home will benefit all properties in the area. And that's signed by 11 adjoining property owners. Thank you.
Thank you. Good evening, Mr.
Good evening, Shaw. Members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here on behalf of Ms. Myers.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Cynthia Myers, 306 South Drive, Rehoboth Beach, 19071.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Members of the board, I'd like to give two more letters in support that Ms. Myers just received today.
Thank you.
The properties in question is in Trudell Acres, and Ms. Myers is a very, very careful person. So when she bought this property, it was a much smaller piece of land, and she wanted to make sure everything was okay, so she had a survey done. Unfortunately, well, I did not represent her at the settlement, and the survey was not brought to the planning and zoning to be approved. So had it been approved, she would have known before she bought this property that her house was 5.4 feet too close to the front property line. The house has been there since sometime in the mid-1970s. So she was not aware of this. The house on the back, there's a deck, there's a pool, all of that was there attached to the house when she bought it. She then, since has she bought it, has bought more property, so her place is, they're typically just fairly small size lots in there. Now she's bought most of the surrounding lots, just so she has a bigger lot herself. However, the location of the house is kind of fixed because there's a pool, a deck, and a porch already there, and the house has to be put in front of them just where her existing house was. So when she contracted to have a new home built, because she plans on living here for, she works here full time and she plans on staying here, wanted an energy efficient home, a more attractive home, she contracted to have it, the new home placed, and a survey was done, and for the first time she learned that in fact her house all along has been too close to the front property line. So she is here tonight to seek a variance so that she can put her new home back almost exactly where the prior one was. It was 5.4 feet. I think the other home actually encroached by a couple inches as well. Now it's strictly the front porch. That's the only encroaching part of her new home. But as I say, the uniqueness here is one that she has she can't move the home anywhere because of the deck, the pool, the garage. It has to be where it is. And in fact, she was able to find a place that fits almost identically, you know, almost exactly in the same spot. So the uniqueness is one, the most unique factor is the fact that she never knew, even though she had a survey done, she was never made aware that that her property was too close to the property line when she bought it, that the house was. I will have her explain why she needs this size house, but I think what she's going to say is it's just a reasonable size house, about the same, exact same size as her existing, which is going to be newer and more energy efficient. This problem was not created by her. In fact, not even sure who created the problem. We just know it's been around for, at this point, 40-some years. It's not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's been that way for 40-some years, and I guess at this point, 13 of the surrounding or neighboring property owners have all said that they're in favor of this. Plus, a number of her neighbors have had to get variances because of the small size of the lot. And again, her problem was created because it was originally a very small lot. It just is not a small lot now, but it was when the home was placed. This is the minimum variance that she could get to allow her to use the house and her property reasonably. Again, it's only the front porch that is encroaching, just as the front porch on the house that is being removed will. Ms. Myers, have you listened to what I've said?
Yes, sir.
Have I sort of described your problem fairly accurately?
Yes, sir.
Could you explain to the board what else you've learned about all this?
Well, I learned in reaching out to neighbors to see if they were okay with it that several of my neighbors over the years have apparently had to seek variances for the very same reason, typically the front porch of the home. And it is correct that the new house is actually smaller, right, Bill? It's just the porch, not the house itself.
And this new home is going to be a new home, correct?
It is a modular Energy Star, supposedly an energy efficient home, which I intend to age in place in, hopefully. And that would be an improvement to add to our neighborhood.
It appears that your request is actually a tenth of a foot less of an encroachment than what exists.
That's what Bill was saying.
I don't believe we have any other testimony. Other than we have like so many other situations, kind of a unique situation not created by the applicant, but it's not going to adversely affect anyone. In fact, half the neighborhoods are to signify they want it.
Are you removing any part of the deck and going back? Because right now it appears that your home is 28.4 feet wide and the new one is proposed 27 and a half.
They were to place the new home right, when they demoed, the intent is to salvage the deck and place the new home right up against the deck.
Gotcha, okay.
Which is the way the existing structure is now.
Okay, so the new porch would be slightly more, but okay, I got you. Any other questions from members of the board?
Not at this time.
So the proposed dwelling is not on location, and the other house, the older home, is still there?
Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate you asking for permission.
Well, you know, once I did learn, I, of course, called him immediately and said, we got to put a hold on things until we see if this is going to be okay.
And it's created quite a problem, as you can imagine, because all her stuff's packed and she was ready to move and they were getting ready to demo her house.
They were getting ready to come and tear it down.
So many people beg for forgiveness. Thank you. Any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
Looks like there's a gap between the edge of paving and your front property line from South Drive to your front property from the survey. Do you know how far that gap is? How much of a difference there is?
Oh, the grass?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'd say just that little strip.
And keep, make sure you're at the mic when you speak.
Oh, is it long length or just
width from the paving?
Approximate.
Couple feet.
I guess here's a better question.
Couple feet.
Okay. From your existing porch to the actual paving of South Drive, about how far is that? More than 30 feet?
the existing porch? Good question.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Let's try a different way.
It's just not shown on the survey, but that...
Is your property line at the pavement or back from the pavement, edge of pavement?
I was told it was at the pavement.
The survey reflects...
Yeah, survey doesn't look that way.
Survey reflects there's a good amount of property between the property line and the pavement.
In fact, according to this, if the pink line is, I'm not sure what the pink line represents, how many feet that is, but...
Well, I wouldn't rely on that, Mr. Schaub, because those things are historically inaccurate. I shouldn't say historically inaccurate, but they are not surveys, and they're overlays, and sometimes there are areas there that don't match up. What I'm looking at is the survey that says 2018 survey, and there's a line that says edge of paving, and that does not match up to your front property line. I was trying to get an idea as to how far of a difference there is between those two.
I'd say a couple of feet, sir.
It's not in scale because it's a copy.
Right. Yeah, based on...
It's quite a ways.
Yeah, there's obviously your property line and the pavement, there is some distance between it based on that survey.
Well into the grass after that.
And it would appear that, based on the 30 feet, that it's probably at least 10 feet.
Yeah, based on the 50-foot right-of-way, it's a minimum of 10 feet. And if you compare, visually compare the 12-foot dimension on the existing storage, it looks like property line to road could be 12 feet.
Yep.
About,
I agree.
It looks to be about the width of a car, the length of a car.
20 feet, 15 to 20.
Yep. At any rate, to answer Mr. Sharp's question, yes, there is a separation between your property line and the
and
edge
the
of
pavement.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it.
There we go.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right. There's no other questions. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition?
You're in favor, aren't you?
Oh, in favor, there's, okay. We see a delayed hand in favor. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant met our five items for a criteria of a variance. So I'll make a motion that we approve case 12,214. The uniqueness of the property is she purchased the property not knowing she had a front property violation, and due to an existing pool and garage, she cannot replace the existing house with a new house the same front to back depth without this variance. So it cannot be otherwise developed without the variance, and the only thing that impacts the variance is the front porch, which, looking at the survey, it's a minimal depth porch, so they didn't go overboard with a big porch. It was not created by the applicant. It was created back in the 70s. It will not alter the development because she's replacing a 40-year-old house with a brand new house, and it's a minimal variance request to allow the applicant to replace her house.
Very well.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. And so by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the reasons been stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons.
And Mr. Mears.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too, for the reasons stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.